Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
The door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate to lead us through our five-star picks of the week is the aforementioned former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Nah, we're great now, Tony. Thank you very much. So, Tone, we look back at last week. We drew no blood. All finished a rather average 3-2. So, we've last 2 weeks, we're sort of middle of the road. When you look back at the games, we all correctly picked the Chiefs over the Broncos and the Packers over the Raiders. You and Bob were right in picking the Cowboys over the Eagles. I took one on the chin with Philly, but I came back and correctly picked the Saints over the Bears. You guys both like Chicago, and then we were all wrong with the Lions over the Vikings. Bob, I know you were particularly disappointed in the Lions over social media over the weekend, and I can't disagree with you based on that performance. So if we look at it, everyone 3-2, we're all sort of right in the same spot. Bob is 14-6 on the season. Tony, you and I are 11-9. Last week, I said we needed to sort of giddy up and get going. Now the season is going to be halfway over after this week. And I know we're only 3 games behind. We're not making any progress. So we don't get going. Bob is going to be knocking on your door soon looking for that trophy. So we got a little better this week, my friend.
I'm not giving it back.
Oh, we know that.
No doubt. Yeah. That'll be one of those with the, Bob, you're knocking on the door, and the next thing you know, you see all the lights in the house go out. It gets real quiet. Tony and his wife are waiting for you to leave the front door before they turn TV back on. All right, fellas, let's get into this week's games. And we're going to start off with the 3-4 Eagles going to Angelo Kane's 5-1 Bills, Tony. Are you buying the Bills? What do you think, Tone? Can they win another one?
I watched the Bills play last week against the Dolphins. The Dolphins really had a chance to win that game. They had a couple mistakes, like right in the third quarter where they should have scored a touchdown, they fumbled the ball or something. I think the Eagles are in a situation right now where it's a must win. Now, it's going to be tough going up to Buffalo to beat Buffalo with their defense that they have. But Buffalo's offense did not impress me. So I think it's going to be an upset. I'm going with the Eagles. Close game. We're going 17-10 Eagles.
Wow, okay. A little defensive struggle. Bob, what do you think?
I think Tony's on to something there. Yeah, Buffalo looks good on paper, but I just don't think they score enough points, guys. And the Eagles coming off such a brutal, brutal loss. And like Tony said, they have to win. I mean, they're in a position now where if they were to lose and go 3-5, in that conference, I mean, things wouldn't be looking good at all. I think they just got to do it just to stay competitive. So I think they play a decent game and go up to Buffalo and win a 28-24 game.
Okay. Well, guys, I'm going the other way. I'm liking the Bills. I'm going to sort of, if I'm jumping on a bandwagon because my Steelers, are sort of, maybe still in it now, 2-4 with a backup quarterback. So if I'm going to jump on a bandwagon, I'm jumping on the Bills. They're playing such great defense, to your point, Tony, only allowing 15 points a game. They're only giving up 201 yards passing per game, only 91 on the ground. But to your point, Bob, the problem with them is much like the Bears, if you're not playing the Dolphins, they're having a tough time scoring points. 14 against the Titans, 10 against the Patriots, 17 against the Jets. Now, on the bright side, if you're a Bills fan, the Eagles have lost 2 in a row, and they've given up 37 and 38, respectively, in those games. So the questions for me are, can the Bills score enough points to help their defense out, or can the Eagles step up and stop a low-scoring Bills offense enough to give Carson Wentz and the offense a chance to win? Now, it's supposed to rain up in Buffalo on Sunday, which means to me, the team that runs the ball the best is probably going to win. And the Bills are averaging 136 yards per game on the ground and the Eagles 112. So I'm taking the Bills. I like them to win the game 20-13. I think it's a low scoring game, just like you. Our second game, fellas, a couple of teams that might be a little desperate. 2-5 Chargers going to Chicago and the 3-3 Bears. Now, Tony, like I say, it might be desperation time for both of these teams. And Bob, you talked about this at the top of the show. The Chargers would certainly be out of it at 2-6. The Bears would need a lot of help in the NFC if they were to go 3-4. So, Tone, who do you like here?
Man, you know, when the Chargers first came out in the beginning of the season, I mean, I thought they really had something. They got the running back and the things that they're doing. Chicago, man, it's just, I don't know, man. They have a great defense, but that quarterback they got, man, he's not performing the way he should be performing. So I'm going to go with the Chargers beating Chicago. We're going to go 27-17 Chargers.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
Now, this is a fascinating matchup, Chris, for what you said. Two highly touted teams that you just wonder. I mean, do we really have to pick this game? I mean, it's brutal. It's really brutal on the but you're I think you're right. I mean, the Bears, their offense is shaky, but their defense is so good. You figure they got to be able to put the clamps a little bit on San Diego and being at home. And I just think Chicago, to stay close to those other teams in their division, they got to win this game. So I'm going to go with the Bears this time. And I'm going to say it's kind of ugly, but I'm going to say they win 21-17.
Okay. Well, guys, like I say, the Chargers are a team that it just never seemed to figure it out or get it together. They've only been in the playoffs twice in the last 10 years. They seem to be a team on the rise last year. They go 12-4, get in the playoffs and, you know, right out. And now you look at this season and it's right back to, you know, a team that just, you know, has you shaking your head. The only game they've won over the last six is against the Dolphins. So, you know what? That really doesn't count. You know, Phillip Rivers, he does what he does. He's fourth in the league in passing. You know, they can't run the ball. Tony, you talk about Melvin Gordon coming back. They're only getting 74 yards a game on the ground. So that really isn't helping Phillip Rivers at all. They're sort of a one-dimensional team. The problem, like we say, guys, with the Bears is they can't score. The Chargers defense is allowing 20 points per game, and I think that would be enough for the Bears to win with that defense. So I'm going to go with them. I'm with you, Bob, and almost the same score. I got the Bears winning this game 20-16. Our third game, fellas, is the 4-2 Panthers going to the 6-0 San Francisco 49ers. Now, Tony, I don't know if any of us thought the 49ers would be undefeated at this point, or that the Panthers offense would be even better than it was, you know, now that they don't have Cam Newton. So I don't know. Where do you go here, Tone?
Big surprise with the 49ers. Like you said, no one thought they would be undefeated right now, but that defense that they have is playing Super Bowl, man. And you know, Carolina going way out to San Francisco, man, getting jet lag. And, you know, their quarterback, Allen, is just playing just super, super football right now. But you know what? I don't think they got enough. They got the great running back, but I think the 49ers defense is going to put a clamp on them, and they're going to stop them. There's going to be a lot of scoring in the game, so we're going to go 34-31 49ers.
Wow, big scoring game. Okay. Bob, what do you think?
I like the 49ers too. I just, that defense, Tony, I mean, they're giving up 10 points a game. And, you figure Garoppolo, who hasn't been really that good, he really hasn't had that really wild good game yet. I mean, I think he might in this week here. So, you figure if they just play their normal defense and give up a couple touchdowns, they're going to score more than that. So I got to go with San Francisco. I'm going to say 30-24.
Okay. And guys, I'm with you. I mean, I love what the 49ers are doing. They're playing great defense, running the football. We talked about this last week, right? Old school football, getting it done. Bob, to your point, the defense is, you know, 10.7 points a game is all they're allowing. And in an era of the passing game, right? Everything now slanted towards a passing game. They're only giving up 134 yards a game through the air. Talk about impressive. And you can't run against them either because they're only giving up 90 yards a game on the ground. So they shut out the Redskins last week, and that is what it is. Perhaps no big deal. They only allowed 7 against the Rams the week before that. 3 points to the Browns the week before that. You know, their schedule, you know, certainly gets much harder from here. They got the Panthers, the Cardinals, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Ravens, and the Saints over the next several weeks. So we'll see, you know, how for real they are. But Tony, I'm with you. I think they bottle up Christian McCaffrey, which is, you know, the majority of the Carolina Panthers offense, and the Panthers defense is 23rd against the run. And guess what? The 49ers offense is second in the league in rushing yards. So, and to your point, it's out west. So as every reason to like the 49ers, I'm taking them 27-17. Our fourth game is the 3-3 Raiders going to the 4-3 Texans. So Tony, the Texans are coming off a tough loss against the Colts, and the Raiders lost to the Packers last week, but beat the Colts, you know, a couple of weeks before that. So if you sort of put your stock in this team beat that team, so that team should beat this team, you would come out and say maybe the Raiders win this game. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Not the Raiders. You know what? I'm not really sure about the Raiders, man. I don't know what kind of team they have, what they have right now. Defensively, offensively, they're just not showing me enough to stand up against Deshaun Watson. I think Watson's going to have a big day against them, man, and put up a lot of points too. And of course, you know, like I said, you know, Houston lost. You said Houston lost last week, so they're going to come back with the vengeance and put up a lot of points. So we're going to go 42-17 Houston blowout.
Wow, there's the Tony Collins blowout special of the week. Bob, is Tony right?
I think Tony is right. Oakland, they just can't score with Houston. And I think coming off a loss and playing at home, I think you'll see a very, very good performance from Houston. You know, Oakland's that type of team, you know, minus 38 in the point differential. They really haven't proved they can do much on the road. So, yeah, this has that kind of score written all over. I'm going to say Houston, how about 35-20, Houston?
Wow. Okay. And I'm almost exactly right on that same wavelength with you, Bob. You know, I mean, I want to like the Raiders if for no other reason they cut Antonio Brown and refused to pay him. So, you know, I'm all on, you know, good job out of you. Derek Carr's having a pretty good season, fellas. You know, believe it or not, he leads the league in completion percentage. I get this, 74%. He's completing 74% of his passes. That's crazy. Wow. But he's getting that done. His passer rating is 11th, you know, for quarterbacks with a minimum of 6 starts. Unfortunately, their defense, you know, not so much. They're giving up 28 points a game, which is 29th in the league, and they're 31st against the pass. Tony, to your point about, you know, Deshaun Watson going in there and having a big game. Oh, yeah. You know, if you got Deshaun Watson and Andre Hopkins on your fantasy team, light them up if you got them. Put them in there because they're going to have a couple of big weeks. You know, get your popcorn ready in that area. So I'm with you, Bob. I got the Texans as well. I have it 34-20, so almost dead on with you and me tonight. Our last game, fellas, 6-1 Packers that always kill us no matter which way we go, going into the sort of hobbling 5-2 Chiefs. Tony, can the Chiefs avoid a third loss at home, having to do it now without Pat Mahomes for at least a few weeks?
You know, if Pat Mahomes is playing, then, you know, I think it would have been a fantastic game. Hate he had to go down last week. But without Mahomes, man, yeah, it's going to be tough for them to keep up with Aaron Rodgers. KC defense is just not, they're good, but they're just not good enough to shut down Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is on fire right now. He's just putting up. Oh man, he lit it up last week. He's gonna light up again this week. But you know, playing in KC won't be a blowout. We'll go 34-24, Green Bay.
Bob, what do you think?
I'm with Tony again. I just don't think you can lose an MVP and beat a team led by a Hall of Famer. You know, that's what we're dealing with here. I think he means too much to Kansas City. They're just a little bit above average team without him, maybe. But I think they're going to be exposed this week. The way Rodgers played last week, if he plays anywhere close to that, you know, they're going to score 30 points. And I don't know if Kansas City can do that, the backup quarterback. So how about Green Bay 31-24?
Okay. Well, guys, you know what? I'm sort of a closet Matt Moore fan since his days in Carolina about a decade ago. I remember he came in 2009 when Jake Delhomme went down, finished out that season going 4-1. And you know, he did an okay job last week finishing out that win for the Chiefs. And you know, the problem is, to both of your points, A-Rod is coming to town, right? And he's having another MVP-like season. Guy's got 13 touchdowns, only two picks. They're averaging 26 points a game. They're, you know, hey, their defense has sort of been a bend but don't break sort of defense. They're ninth in points allowed. They're giving up a bunch of yards both through the air and on the ground, but they're only giving up 20 points a game, and they're third in the giveaway takeaway ratio at a plus six. Meanwhile, Chiefs defense is 29th against the run. They're allowing nearly 150 yards per game on the ground. So if you got Aaron Jones on your fantasy team, put him in there. You look at his performances over the last several weeks. He got 116 against the Vikings, 107 against the Cowboys, likely to go over 100 yards, you know, against the Chiefs defense. So, I'm with you guys. I'm really rooting for Matt Moore. I hope he plays really, really well, but, I don't think it's going to be enough. I think the Packers go in there and they win 30-17. Tone, as always, before we let you go, remind everybody about your foundation and the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website, make a donation, buy a book. Every book that we sell goes helping the kid go off to college.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. Take care. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up again since next week is Halloween, Tony. We're not going to make you run back and forth between answering the door, handing out candy, and making your pick. So we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay. God bless, guys.
See you, Tone.
Stay well, Tone.
See you, Tone. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, Dennis McKinnon, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Dennis on the other side of this real quick station break.